Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan. I'm here to talk about, once again, BetOnline.ag. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season, everything from NFL and bowl season to esports. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. They're the fastest and easiest way for all your betting needs for all your favorite leagues and events. Head to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Just make sure you use our promo code BELIEVE, that is capital letters B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. One more time, that is capital letters B-L-E-A-V, BetOnline, where the game starts. Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Top of Thunder podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Singer at Thunder Chats. We are part of the Believe Network. This podcast is brought to you, as you just heard, by betonline.ag. Now that all that's out of the way, I have to introduce my co-host. First, joining me from absolutely nowhere is nobody. It's just me. It's a solo. It's a chat solo. It's a, what would you call it? It's a Thunder Chats. Oh! All right, yeah, had to do that. So, no, guys, it's just me. You know, just scheduling conflict, nobody able to record. So I'm going to try to get this out as quick as possible for you. Peep behind the curtain. I probably should have done this last night. I was way too tired. I started to doze off right after halftime for a little bit. But lo and behold, I was able to stay awake for the majority of this game and the grand majority of this game, I should even say. So I do have fresh takes on it. So we will go through that game in question, which was against Washington Wizards, 127-110. We knew from the beginning that Bradley Beal would not be playing in this game, so the Thunder brought automatic advantage. Started off, the Wizards were going shot for shot with us, I think, at one point. I know they had 9 points really quickly to start off the game. I'm trying to see. Okay, yeah, so it was 9-13, and then they held 9 points until Kristaps Porzingis got 11 points off of a dunk, 5:30 left in the first, and by that point, we had already scored another 8 points. You know, just keeping with that trend, they scored 6 more points the rest of the half, and we scored 14, 35-17 in the first quarter. And from there, the Thunder just never looked back. We won this game by 17 points. At one point, I believe, let's see here, the largest lead was 27. So they did start to creep back there in the fourth quarter towards the end. But I think, I don't remember, I think it was like it was like 2.5 minutes left in the game. The Wizards subbed out their starters, and we in turn subbed out Shea and Dort too. So that was when we kind of got to roast the victory cigar. So let's kind of dive into the stats here. So first off, we've got Shea, who is coming off his second game from his non-COVID illness. putting up 30 points on 12 of 23 shooting, just a little bit over 50%. 1 of 4 from three, so 25% from three. You got to clean that up. 5 of 6 from the line, which solid efficiency, but only 6 trips to the line for Shai. And, you know, that's kind of not upsetting, just kind of shocking given what he was able to do in the game prior, in which he had 18 free throw attempts. But it didn't take away from his game. As I said, he scored 30 points. He was a team high on the box score plus minus 25. He had 4 assists, 3 rebounds, a steal, 2 blocks, just stuff in the stat sheet once again. And, I mean, what can you say about Shai, dude? I mean, he was getting to the rim at will. I mean, he was just pulling off some, for lack of a better term, some wizardry in the mid-range on whatever Wizards defender was hapless enough to have to guard him. And he even hit a 3 off of a play where he gave it off to Josh and Shai relocated to the corner and Giddy found him for a clean look at the 3-pointer and lo and behold, he made it. So
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, and we'll talk about Gideon this too, but like, it was just a really good game by Shai. You know, there were stretches there after he kind of, in the second quarter, I think what was it? I think he had 8 points in the first quarter and he scored like, I don't know, 17 in the second or something like that. No, I'm sorry. It's a little bit fuzzy for me, but I know that he went off on like a scoring rampage. And then after that, it wasn't that he was forcing shots. It's just the shots weren't falling, but you know, he did a good job of affecting the game in other areas and, you know, still playing off his teammates in turn. You know, moving right along down the stat sheet. I mean, if you want to look at the guy that set the tone for us early, like look no further than Jalen Williams Santa, which listen, if he keeps playing like this and if the Santa nickname really does bother him, like, I don't know, I'll have to set a threshold for him to hit, into which I will call him J-Dub from now on. Just like I refuse to call Alex Pokuševski Poku for a long time until he made me call him Poku, basically, with this play. So anyway, so Jalen Williams, 18 points, which was trailing only Giddy and Shai, tied with Lou Dort for third on the team, led the team in rebounding with 8, in which the Thunder were out-rebounded by 5 by the Wizards, but still 41 rebounds with, like, Mike Muscala and Eugene as your only bigs. That's still pretty impressive. Otherwise, he had 3 assists and 2 steals, like, finding other ways to affect the game. But, like, he had a quick 10 points in the first quarter. Like, he hit a 3. He was getting into the lane. He had some thunderous dunks. And, I mean, he really set the tone for us. You know, as you guys know from watching the Thunder, that Shai doesn't always necessarily go in guns blazing. He always tries to get his teammates involved, kind of takes a back seat, plays a little bit of the decoy, lets his teammates find rhythm. So Jalen Williams took full advantage of that. And yeah, I mean, he played great. I mean, he was doing everything out there. There was one play in particular in, I believe, the second quarter in which Shai got a steal, drove down the lane, or not drove down the lane, but was taking it coast to coast, kicked it to Giddy at about the foul line. Jalen Williams was running down the right side of Giddy, and Giddy just lobbed it up for a thunderous alley-oop to Jalen Williams, which prompted me to say, this is Thunder basketball on Twitter, because, like, it was just beautiful, man. Like, this team loves to get out and run, and, I mean, that was just a great example of that. Speaking of Giddy, I mean, I've held it off long enough. Dude had 20 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds, a steal. He shot 9 of 16 from the field, hit both of his 3-point attempts. And, you know, I got a stat for you on Giddy later on. It's coming. I mean, dude was just in full control. Like, he looked so great. And I mentioned the play in which Shea was able to relocate off of off ball of Giddy's of Giddy having the ball. I mean, this game, like throughout the game, was just a great example and a great testament to the development that Shea and Giddy are having playing off of one another. You know, they was both able to get theirs. I mean, 50 points between the two of them, 13 assists between the two of them, two turnovers between the two of them, both for Giddy, but that's besides the point. Both of them was efficient, and, you know, they were doing so with the ball in their hands, creating for themselves and also creating for the other. So I thought it was a great sign for the future, and, you know, I look forward to seeing that build. Continuing on, you got Lou Dort, who, like, this was kind of almost like a perfect Lou Dort game. Like, he had 18 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal. He did have 5 fouls, and that could contribute 100% to his low minutes. He played 23 minutes, and his low shot attempts, which he only took 8, but that's like the sweet spot for Lou. He took 8 shot attempts, 4 of them were threes. He made 6 shot attempts. He made 3 of his 3-pointers. Like, that's great efficiency, great volume, I believe, for Lou, in which he was still playing really good defense, really crazy defense out there. So I know that Lou was hampered a little bit by his fouls, and that definitely contributed to the low shot attempts. But, you know, maybe look in the mirror a little bit there, Lugans. You know, we was up 27, I think, at some point in this game. And, you know, that's with you only playing limited minutes and limited shot attempts. Like, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. But, you know, I mean, if you're gonna be shooting that thing that good, man, like, keep letting it fly from three at least. You know, don't be forcing anything inside. Let's see here. So on the bench, what was really impressive on the bench, which kind of faded out a little bit as the game went on, and, you know, we were just trying to get out of there with a win. The guys were shooting very well from three. Wendy Waters only played 2 minutes. It is only 3. I actually think that was in garbage time. Eugene missed his only attempt. Kendrick, both of his attempts, he had 8 points, 4 rebounds off the bench with 3 or 4 shooting. As I said, both 3-pointers. Trey Mann came in and was looking really good early on. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He finished the game 3 of 11, 2 of 8, but at one point I think he was like 3 of 5, 2 of 3 from 3. I mean, he was looking really good out there. And even though he started to miss shots there down the stretch, it wasn't in an inconsequential moment in the game. I don't want to say there wasn't a lot on the line, but basically the fact that he's willing to shoot those shots, the fact that he's willing to get 8 3-pointers up on 11 of his shot attempts, just tells me that we're seeing a different Trey Mann than we saw before his G League stint. And he continues to grow in confidence in his shot and his handle, and even in his defense. I mean, it didn't register any steals, but he definitely had a couple of them where he was getting his hand in the cookie jar. He got a block in this game. Like, I've been really impressed with what I've seen Trey Mann down the stretch. Isaiah Joe ended up shooting 3 of 9, 2 of 6 from 3, 8 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, kind of doing everything. He actually fouled out of this game, which I don't even think I realized. Like, that's kind of wild to think about, but I mean, dude is just a godsend. Like, I mean, it's not just the threes that he's hitting, it's the timeliness of them, like run stopping threes. And obviously, you know, we've seen what he could do in the clutch, but like specifically in this game, like it felt like when the Wizards were trying to get something going, there was those 2 threes that Isaiah Joe made where they stopped the run before, you know, it even started to happen. So, definitely shout out Isaiah Joe. I mean, he's been a godsend. And I actually have a stat here. I tweeted this out early on, and I just thought it's interesting. It was actually a stat I was fishing for on the last podcast, but it wasn't quite there yet. Now it is. So let's kind of see. Sorry, I was reading another tweet. So let's look at the 3-point shooting of a couple players since the start of December. So since the start of December, Isaiah Joe, 3-point percentage, 44.9% from 3. Now that's great. Like, that's phenomenal. Like, I love to see that. Like, a guy that can provide you legitimate gravity, not just for Shea, not just for Giddy, but for the rest of your team. Like, that's awesome. And you guys know how I feel about Isaiah Joe from listening to this podcast, seeing my tweets. Like, I want to see him do more. Like, I want him to continue to stroke that thing because he's just been a godsend for this team. And, like, not just for this version of the Thunder, but also for the future version of the Thunder. So if he continue that, that'd be awesome. But like I said, 44.9, that's phenomenal. Josh Giddey, since the start of December, from the three-point range, is shooting 45.1%. He did it. He finally surpassed Isaiah Joe in terms of percentage. And as I said in the tweet, this isn't a shot at Isaiah Joe. As you guys know, as I just said, I love the guy. Like, I think he's phenomenal. I think he has a future place on this team. But when you're talking about the future, there are three guys that you have to mention for the Thunder. It's Shea, it's Chet, and it's Josh Giddey. And what he's been able to do to turn around his three-point percentage, he's up to 35% from three on the season, which is a testament to not just Chip England and, like, just his, again, lack for a better term, wizardry with shooting the basketball, but Josh Giddey's work ethic and his commitment to getting better. Like, this is still a year two player. This guy's still, I think, 19 years old. Like, still one of the youngest players in the NBA, and he's willing to go out there and put in the work, and we're seeing the results. We're seeing the fruits of his labor. So I hope Josh just continues on that trajectory. And because, you know, if he's able to shoot that three consistently, like 29-6 from Josh Giddey, like if he's like your third best player, that's phenomenal. Like, I cannot overstate how important, how crucial that is for your basketball team. So shout out Josh Giddey. Keep that up, man. Last thing I just had to say is Aaron Wiggins played 1 minute in this game, and it was in garbage time. And I just got to say, even though we won, that was an absolute travesty. Mark Daigneault, you've been put on notice. Please do not let that happen again. We appreciate that. So kind of moving on, we have the Mavericks tomorrow, which is Sunday at 7 o'clock. And then we have the game. We play the Miami Heat Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. on TNT. And this is the chance for Shea and the Thunder to really show the world, you know, what they could do and what they got in store for the rest of the league. I hope you guys voted for Shea for the All-Star game. Yesterday was triple vote day, so definitely try to get those votes in. I don't know if you guys know. I don't think we talked about it, but Shea is fourth in terms of Western guards right now. He's about 4,000 votes behind Ja Morant in the third spot, which is a travesty. Shea has played better than Ja Morant in every metric. Basically this year, I mean, I know Ja has better record, but Ja has a better team around him. So that's kind of my defense for that. Curry and Luka, I completely understand they deserve the spots that they're in. If Curry doesn't get back soon, that spot could probably be open. Guys, get those votes in. Let's get Shea in the All-Star game. Let's not just get him in the All-Star game. Like, let's get him to be a starter if Curry does in fact have to miss this All-Star game. Yeah, can't say it enough. Like, I want to see Shea out there, and he's putting on, man. I mean, obviously, it wasn't a great look that we was able to do what we did against the Celtics with no Shea. But 28 points against the Magic, 30 points against the Wizards. Neither night was, like, a phenomenal night shooting, but he's still out there producing. And, you know, he's doing it for this team. So let's get it done. Let's get it done for the team. Yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up. I do want to thank you guys for listening. I want to tease a couple things coming up. So next week we have a very special guest, I think, making his podcasting debut. I can't express to you how excited I am. Just stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. We also have a couple other guests that we're working on. I'm starting to take more of a more of a direct view into the draft. You know, we won't necessarily be picking at the top of the draft, at least at this juncture, because that was another thing I want to look at was the NBA standings after our win, because losing to the Magic was not fun. It might have been fun for the Tankers. It wasn't fun for me. So right now the Thunder sit at 13 in the Western Conference. One game back from the Lakers at 12, 2.5 games back from the Timberwolves at 11, two games from the Jazz at 10, 2.5 games from the 9-8 spot with the Suns and the Blazers. So the season's far from over. I think that, you know, we still have our best basketball ahead of us. We've got a tough stretch here with the Mavericks, the Heat, the Sixers, the Bulls, the Nets, the Pacers, the Kings, the Nuggets. That's going to tell us a lot. I haven't looked that far ahead at the stretch we have for us, but I think that's going to tell us a lot. And I think that this month is really going to show what kind of team we're going to be. So after Pacers, Kings, Nuggets, we've got the Hawks, of course, the Cavaliers game, which we're going to be at, and then the Warriors at the end of the month. So like this month is a murderer's row. And at this point, we are 2-1 in the month. We have, 11 games left. So 2-1. If we end this month 500, I'll be very impressed. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens. And, obligatory mention for the fan event coming up on January 27th, the Cleveland Cavaliers game. Again, lower bowl tickets, upper bowl tickets, $83, $16. It gets you in the arena. They get you the on-court experience with the post-game photo and the half-court shot contest, and with the possibility to win premium seats for a future game in the for the Thunder this season. I mean, it's going to be a great time. I think we have – let me look at my calendar here. We have – so tickets are going to be live for two more weeks. Actually, not even two more weeks. I think the link is going to be down January 20th. So, you guys, if you have not yet, I've spoken to a lot of you that have bought your tickets. If you've not bought your tickets yet, you need to do that as soon as you can, because it'd be a lie to say that they're going to run out, but that link does go down January 20th. So get it done. We hope to see you there. We're excited to see you there, and it's going to be a great time. You don't want to miss out. So with that being said, I think I'm going to wrap it up, because I'm not necessarily rambling, but I'm having trouble speaking because I'm kind of tired. Anyways, I hope you guys have a great night. God bless. Hoop when you can. As always, Thunder up. You have been tuned in to Thunder Chats. I just realized the door was open. That's awkward. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the Topic Thunder podcast. Our podcast is available to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Be sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a positive review, and follow us on Twitter at OKC Topic Thunder.
Thunder up!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.